Parashat Achrimot is presented not only figuratively in the wake of the death of Nadav and Avihu, but literally, Achrimot Shnei Bnei Aaron B'Korvatam L'fnei Hashem V'Yamutu. And the reason this is the introductory pasuk is because the theme that threads the three prakim of the parasha is that after the death of Nadav and Avihu, the Torah comes to emphasize life and the importance of protecting and respecting it. Perek Tzayin begins Pasuk Bet by telling us that the Kohanim should not enter the Kodesh HaKadoshim whenever and however they choose, because v'lo yamut, they should not die, ki be'anan erei al ha-kaporet. God's presence is there in the form of the cloud on the kaporet, and therefore we have to be careful about how we enter the Kodesh HaKadoshim to avoid the kind of death that happened to Nadav and Avihu. Perek Tzayin is connected to this theme as well. Perek Tzayin discusses how we treat blood, how we treat any living being, including animals. And the reason we have to be so careful not to eat the blood, to even cover the blood when we do shechita, the Torah explains in Perek Zayin Pasuk Aleph, is ki nefesh habasar badamhi. The soul is represented as being in the blood, and therefore how we treat the blood is a reflection about how we see the life that's sustained by the blood around the body. The third parak in the parasha, very famous pasuk that emphasizes this as well. Perek Yudchet, pasuk hey, we're told, "Ushmartem et chukotai v'et mishpatai asher yaaseh ha'tam ha'adam v'chai bohem ani Hashem." The Torah presents mitzvot as leading to life. A person observes the mitzvot, survives, thrives. So the Sifra explains this as referring to Olam Haba, but Pashupshad is that it's referring even to Olam Hazeh, to life in this world. Chazal saw great significance in this phrase, v'chai bohem. In the Tosefta, Shabbat Perek Tzayin, this is the original source, we quote Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Akiva, who says that lo nitnu mitzvos liYisrael, ela lichios bohem. Shenemar asher yaaseh otam ha'adam, v'chai bohem. And this is where we learn the fact that most situations, a person should give up his life, pikuach nefesh, is doche, the kiyum of most mitzvos. Rabbi Akiva took this very far. The Gemara in Bava Metzia, Daf Samach Bet Amud Aleph, Rabbi Akiva tells us that there's two people walking in the desert and only one canteen. The person should keep the canteen for himself, even though the same Rabbi Akiva said, Ve'afta l'recha kamocha. We say, Chayecha kodmen l'chayi chaveirecha. Your life comes first. The Ramban elaborates on this very beautifully in his Pirush to this Pasuk, Vayikra Perek Yudchet, and he says, Al derech ha-pshat, the mitzvot are given to us to sustain the proper way of living lives, to manage society properly. And then he says, Rabbi Seinu Amru, v'chai behem v'lo sheyamus behem, that pikuach nefesh is doche, situations of where there's a threat of life. The end of his piece, the Ramban says, v'da, ki chaya adam b'mitzvos kefi achanato lahem. The level of life achieved through the kiyum of mitzvot depends on the level of intention and focus on mitzvot as a way of moving forward. The more a person does them l'shma, with an appreciation of what they're about and what they're meant to lead to, the more one's life is enhanced by them. The Sfat Emet, in fact, takes it one step further and he says, the truth is, all the mitzvos are etzos and kelim eich lahamshes chiyus elyon. They're all just advice and vehicles of how to live life on the highest level, on the best way to live life. And this connection between mitzvot and life is Parshat Achrei Moses' message after the death of Nadav and Avihu. Observing mitzvot helps one survive and thrive.